Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, and we broadcast from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. You can also listen to our shows via our webpage, which is rai.com.ar. There you'll find content in 8 languages, produced by RAI, the international broadcaster of Argentina. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this weekly homemade edition of the show in English of RAI that I keep producing from my home studio amid the coronavirus pandemic. RAI remains a station of the Argentine public radio system that works fully on remote mode, with everybody working from home. Fortunately, cases have been slowly going down. New infections in Argentina have been going down for several weeks, very slowly, and still new daily infections are still very high. The numbers are very high, above 10,000 per day. Certainly, Buenos Aires is no longer the hotspot for the pandemic. It hasn't been for 2 months. Particularly in the city of Buenos Aires, where I am, where I live, where RAI's central studios are, daily infections are between 300 and 400. But authorities are asking citizens not to lower their guard, because there's still community circulation of the virus in the capital, even though there is a downward trend. Hopefully there will be some news in the coming weeks. You know, this is all over the world. Vaccine trials, vaccine candidates are reaching decisive stages, and we are going to know in the coming weeks which is the most effective. And well, we look into 2021 with a lot of hope. And for that, for us, for RAI, that would mean, obviously, going back to the station and producing daily programs rather than weekly programs. But in the meantime, we are facing the storm, and we are staying on the air from home with these weekly shows that are less time-sensitive and more focused on features. And that's what we are going to do today also. You know, last week I presented a playlist of Argentine songs written in Argentina, or written by Argentines in English, which are an oddity. There are not so many of those, but there are. And well, now to follow that up, we are bringing you songs in English also, but these are covers. I mean, you are going to know these songs, because several of them are pretty famous, and they were covered by Argentine bands or artists in English, which is not the most common thing when Argentine bands want to cover foreign songs. Many times they do their rendition in Spanish, mainly to better reach their followers, their fans. But there are some songs that are originally covered in English by Argentine bands, and we are going to be sharing a playlist of songs that fit this description, mostly rock songs. But I'm saving for the end something, another oddity, okay? Let us start right away with Divididos performing The Doors Light My Fire. This is from Divididos' first album, late 1980s.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on.
Divididos is a power trio, that's how you call it. It's just guitar, bass and drums. It is a very important band here in Argentina. Two of its members come from a legendary band of the 1980s called Sumo. We talked about that band on previous shows. And Divididos remain still to this day one of the most important rock acts in Argentina, recognized for their strength, for the power. And this is from their first album, a very interesting guitar center rendition of Light My Fire by The Doors. It sounds very particular to those of you who are used to the original version, because it has no keyboards at all. Everything has been replaced by the guitar. But I think they did a pretty decent job doing this cover version. What do you think? Okay, we are listening to covers by Argentine bands or artists in English, not in Spanish. We'll do that on a future show. But today we're focusing on covers that were done in their original language, that's to say English, mainly rock songs. This is the following is a cover of Bob Marley's No Woman No Cry. Where we used to sit. It starts like this, in a government yard. But it ends in a very different way. The performer is Andrés Calamaro. I gave you a warning. It's a kind of an electronic version of No Woman, No Cry by Andrés Calamaro, a very prolific artist here in Argentina. This is from an album that made history not only by the quality, but by the number of songs included in that album. 103 songs. It included 5 CDs. El Salmón, that's the name of that plaque. It included a lot of songs that many of us didn't listen to, because there was a short version, but fans bought the 5 CD version of that album by Andrés Calamaro that was released in 2001. And it included several covers and oddities and strange stuff. And certainly you can call a strange thing that electronic rendition of No Woman, No Cry in English. We are listening to Argentine bands and artists covering songs in English. And here's another one. You know the song Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf that is included in the soundtrack of that legendary road movie, the road movie of all times, Easy Rider, with Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda. Well, this is the song that includes for the first time the phrase heavy metal that would later define a genre. And here's a rendition of that famous song by an Argentine band. This is a live rendition of Born to Be Wild by La Renga.
Este es un tema también de una banda legendaria que se llama Steppenwolf. Y el tema es un tema muy conocido por el ambiente rock and rollero. Se llama Nacido para ser salvaje.
And that's La Renga with their live performance, their live rendition of Steppenwolf. Chiso, the lead singer of La Renga, introduces the band as Steppenwolf. You can see that the English pronunciation is even worse than mine. But it's a quite powerful rendition, and the singer says it's quite important for the rock scene, and he's definitely right about that. It's a very influential song, and here's the rendition, Born to Be Wild, Nacido para Ser Salvaje, that's how it is called in Spanish, by La Renga. Now let us lower everything down and relax a little bit after all these songs that are quite up-tempo, and listen to something a little quieter. We're going to listen to Pedro Aznar, one of the most respected musicians and multi-instrumentalist that was the member of Serú Girán, the so-called Argentine Beatles. Pedro Aznar played the bass for that band and left for studying music at Berkeley in the US. He also joined Pat Metheny's group in the 1980s. And this gives you an indication that this is a talented man to be recruited by an artist of the scope of Mr. Metheny. For the past few years, Aznar has been a solo artist, and he performs his own compositions as well as loads of covers. And one of those covers is this. the Beatles is Because. There is some trivia about this recording, but I'll tell you about that later. That song really gives you goosebumps. The song and the cover, the performance. And the trivia I told you about is this. At the beginning of the song, at the beginning of this live rendition, you could hear that the audience is going wild. And why is that? Because what you are hearing now is not a full band. It's just Pedro Aznar alone on the stage. What about the harmonies? What about all of the instruments that you can listen there? Well, all of that is Aznar. This is actually the third time that night that he was performing the song. He performs it first singing one line of the harmony and bass, then another line of the harmony. I mean, he records himself with gear he had on stage. And then he sings the second line of the harmony playing guitar, and the third line of the harmony playing keyboards, and then the third time when he's singing the third line of the harmony to the recording of the first two lines that he just did, that he had just done 5 minutes before, that's what you heard, and that's what the people appreciate. Certainly a genius of music, one of the greatest prides of Argentine music, Pedro Aznar. We're listening to covers of famous songs by Argentine bands and artists in English, and here's another by an Argentine-American artist called Kevin Johansen. This is his soft acoustic rendition of David Bowie's Modern Love.
And I won't stay in. Get things done. I catch a paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try try. There's no sign of life, it's just the power to charm. I'm lying in the rain, but I never wave goodbye. But I try, never gonna fall for modern love. Walks beside me, modern love. Walks on by, modern love. Gets me to the church on time, yeah, the church on time. Terrifies me, church on time. Makes me party, church on time. Puts my trust in God and man, yeah. God.
Okay, Kevin Johansen with David Bowie's Modern Love, an acoustic rendition of this famous 80s track. That is originally, as you know, more up-tempo, more cheerful and danceable. But this is a very soft and nice interpretation by Mr. Johansen, who was born in Alaska to an American father and an Argentine mother, and has lived in both countries for the past two decades. He's lived permanently in Argentina, and he's a very famous artist in this country. Now let us listen to another cover. In this case, it's not actually a cover in English. It's a live performance of an anthem of hard rock, but the performance includes a musician that was in the original recording. You get me? This is an Argentine band performing a famous song with an artist, a musician that was in the original song, in the song they are covering. Here's Rata Blanca, the most important Argentine hard rock band, performing live with Mr. Glenn Hughes on stage, the original bass player and one of the singers of this song. Obviously, this is Burn by Deep Purple. In the live rendition of Argentine band Rata Blanca, featuring Glenn Hughes, who was in the original recording. Wow, it never ceases to amaze me the shape in which Hughes was when this was recorded, 2003. That's almost 30 years after the original Burn was recorded by Deep Purple. And there you have that man performing on stage in Buenos Aires with an Argentine band, that same song with the same voice. Okay, that's Rata Blanca featuring Glenn Hughes live in Buenos Aires in 2003 performing Burn. Not exactly a cover, as I said. We are presenting a playlist of Argentine bands doing covers in English. And let us end today's program, let us end today's playlist with an oddity, something very interesting. Not a rock song. Well, originally was a rock song, but this is a cuarteto track, a cuarteto cover of a famous, very famous rock song, rock disco song from 1978. The most popular song by Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You. But this is a cuarteto version by La Mona Jimenez in English.
Presents the most popular and famous single of Latin America, the boss, the chief, the king, the man de mas, Carlos Monkey. Ramona, Quindale. And for the people all over the world, come on, Charles, sing
I give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I wanna do. And tonight, I wanna lay that door feet, 'cause it was made for you, and got you for me, for me. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me. And I can't get enough of you, baby. Can you get enough of me? Tonight, yo quiero dártelo todo.
Well, in that part, he segues back to Spanish, but I think he does a pretty good job in the English lyrics part of I Was Made for Loving You, the Kiss song of 1978. This is a cuarteto rendition of that famous track by Carlos La Mona Jimenez, the king of cuarteto, a very popular danceable musical genre that is massive in the province of Córdoba. And this brings us to the end of today's program. I hope you enjoyed this playlist of famous songs covered in English by Argentine bands and artists. I am Fernando Farias, and you just listened to RAE Argentina to the World's show in English. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.